That's right. The Drive is live on a beautiful Monday, as you can see, Clint. I ain't going to lie, man. You know, and Tyler's in the building as well on YouTube and Twitch. You can see him. I'm not going to lie. Clint's having a good hair day.
Oh, God. Oh, you like it.
I'm not going to wear a hat.
You're wearing a hat.
Let it go a little bit, man. I don't know if it's a purpose thing.
It
seems like a parting of the seas a little bit.
You should be on Boy Meets World.
I've been trying to force it for a while, and it's the natural. That's the natural part right there.
You're having a good hair day.
Thank you, Bub. I appreciate it, man. I've been worried about it, man. That between stage is rough. Now I got to figure out what to do with the gray sideburn. You know what I mean?
I just let it go.
Well, I'm a tight fade guy. Yeah. I'll have to low fade it with this longer top. So I'd imagine there's something we can all settle on I just gotta figure it out, man. It's a good hair day.
Thank you, Bub. Rob said Clint is rocking the '90s boy band haircut. Would you say that is the case, Tyler? There is no bigger expert in all of Houston of boy bands in the '90s and 2000s. Rather than Tyler Milner.
Yeah, you got a little of a J.C. Chavez look, a little bit of a Nick Carter look going for you.
J.C., great dancer.
Yes, tremendous dancer with the moves.
You know, I'm not the
judge on America's
Best Dance. It's got a little wave.
More Nick Carter than J.C., I'd say.
It's a good look.
I appreciate it, man.
It's a really strong look.
I prefer, I could even go. I think Kelsey tried to grow his out a little bit.
Travis has done this.
Let's go with that instead of the boy band.
Travis Kelsey are bringing it back. Two of the 35 unicorns in this country. Once again, you don't know what a unicorn is. A unicorn is...
It's a horse with a horn, huh?
Or the white guy that has the ability to pull the white girl... who is primarily dated black guys. That's what the
whites used to do.
And it's one of the most difficult things in the relationship thing to pull off. And two white unicorns, Clint Sterner.
I never heard it phrased like that until I met you, but that is a God's honest truth.
It is the hardest thing ever. Yeah, the black guy can pull the white girl. Hell, the white guy can pull the black girl. But the white guy... to pull the white girl who has only dated black guys.
Yeah.
That one's a difficult one.
Holy smokes!
Clint, Channing Tatum, Travis Kelce. May have lost a little bit of it, but Travis Kelce, I believe, still can.
Travis Kelce, he just decided to call a different play.
Funning on it, didn't he? Bill Clinton in there. Yeah, I mean, those.
I did not have sex with that woman.
Bill can, man. I don't know what you... I don't care how old he is. He can't. Move it. But no, good looking haircuts. By the way, it is Way Day. Clint is trying. Look, we are both trying to get under the obstacles. All right, Clint is trying to get under 240, weighed in at 240 last Monday. I'm trying to get into the 280s. I was at 292.2.
Yeah. I'll announce this too, Ron. I was without this last week as well. It's going on 2 weeks of no sauna, so it's been
no sauna.
This is straight up legit.
No extra here. Yeah, did take a dip into little Baskin Robbins last night. They got a.
I thought about it.
They do have 32 delicious
they
flavors,
have, but I they have this daiquiri ice flavor. It's it's almost
right up your alley,
like a sherbet or something.
God, that is made for you.
That's what you went with.
It's like a rum forward, but it's not alcoholic. It's like a rum forward.
It's cold and it's pink. Clint.
It's not pink. It's blue. It's not pink.
I bet it's bright blue though. I bet it wasn't dark blue.
I bet it's closer to neon than it is pastel. I went in there. I said, man, that is delicious.
I almost got in my vehicle and went because I know if I tell. If I tell my wife, hey, love,
yeah, there it's really like
it is super light.
It is a super light, lowest calories in the building. I did go through. Thank you for shout out to Baskin Robbins.
We can't count calories on the ice cream.
Yes, you can. The hell, you can. That Reese's peanut butter cup that I
loaded, wasn't it?
I mean, what I wanted to go is to get that in a mixture of the butter pralines and. And cream or whatever, but that was going to get you for about 500 to 600 calories right there. This one wasn't bad.
All right,
baby.
I like you. I like the airheads in the game.
One scoop.
I thought about it, man.
One scoop. Went in there and knocked it down.
I had a delicious Reese's Cup shake from Five Guys Burgers and Fries the other day. My God.
I'd love to. I tell you what, my dad and my brother made the best chocolate malts of all time. I'd like to have one of those.
That sounds good.
And I would really like one of those. What is that, a little half pint? Or is it a pint of ice cream?
The smaller one?
Yeah.
I think it's half pint.
Jamocha almond fudge. I would. Last night, I would have caved. But I didn't.
In there? You didn't?
I did not.
Yeah, I drove up there.
Yeah, if I'd have had a real one
8:07 p.m.
I would have had to go with the bluebell.
Oh, you would, if it was in that point.
Yeah. Mm.
I hear you. All right. Interesting weekend for the Astros. They do salvage yesterday's game and avoid getting swept, although, Clint, it was looking 3-0 with that lineup that they rolled out there in the Hunter Brown start of going against their ace, Wu, who was in the All-Star game and pitched Sunday. It was looking dicey, Clint. It was looking dicey, but they were able to pull it off and then make it an ass whooping, 11-3, as the bats woke up after the sixth inning, and they avoid the sweep. But for you and the people out there, you can join 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch as well. How big was Sunday's game? And what you saw from this weekend,
Ron? It was huge, man. I mean, just look at. I mean, the Astros were on the verge of being 1-8 in their last 9 games, and swinging from a 7.5 game lead in the division to a 2 game lead in the division in a blink of an eye. And the shape
about
that
as fast as you did it to them last year.
There ain't no doubt. Great point, right? So the you're on the verge of that, man, and you are absolutely decimated with injuries, and this series did you no favors on the injury front. I mean, it just seems like you needed to stop the bleeding in some way, shape, or form. And as you mentioned, man, you're a good three plus innings into that thing. Woo's on the bump. They got their all-star pitcher that appears to be dealing at the time.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the floodgates pop and some of the unexpected, let's put it that way, Astros get a few timely hits and this thing's busted wide open. So I just think big picture, it was absolutely huge for the Houston Astros to just hold on and even if you bleed the lead, even if you end up letting others get in the race down the stretch.
Yeah,
here.
They pick up a game after that series. It's down to 4 now.
You just can't do it overnight. You just can't do it in one series, right? I mean, you got to at least give yourself a chance to get some arms back, give yourself a chance to get some bats back. And then if you squander it, or then if you don't end up winning it, okay, so be it. But you don't want those guys to come back and you're looking up at the Mariners. You don't want Yordan to be back and Eric Geddy to be back and got, you know, your squad to get whole, and all of a sudden you're looking up instead of having a lead in the division. So that I don't care how it went down, that win yesterday was a huge win for the Astros. And again, it came in unexpected fashion with some of the guys that led the way.
Tyler, I was nervous. I was nervous for the Astros right there. That down there, I mean.
Sitting in that pool mad at my kids.
Yes. It was, hey, that was. Because there was just so many decisions, so many ways that they approached things, the way they lost, you know, the game 2 of the series and everything. You're headed down, 2-4. Like I said, it was a good weekend for Seattle, and they stopped it from being a great weekend for Seattle. And it was touch and go a couple of times there, right? You got Cal Raleigh, who's an MVP candidate, kept coming up with runners on base, and Hunter, when he had to make some pitches, either didn't allow, you know, Cal to hurt him or was able to do some other things. But it was a rough go, and I'm going to tell you, Cam Smith and Christian Walker had 2 of the biggest hits that those guys have had in Astros uniforms. And for Cam Smith, that's of his career. Because the opposite field double that he hit, in which I felt like, you remember that scene from Major League where Willie Mays Hayes almost passed up
yes.
the base runner? I thought, was that Shea about to pass him up? Shea was, They showed that. They showed them two round and third. I said, damn, Shane's going to pass him. And he was somehow able to avoid that tag to tie the game up. But two outs for him to go and get that big hit. And I love his thought process of, all right, Altuve's coming behind me. I'm going to get something to hit.
Yeah.
I'm going to get something to hit. And he drove one, that hit, and then Christian Walker going deep and hitting that that home run in the sixth to really, I believe, just give everybody a deep breath.
Yeah.
At that point, and then they blew it. They blew it or busted it wide open, as Tyler would like to say.
And told him to bring it back.
That's right. Hey, I'm going to tell you, man, the Cam Smith thing, and you described it beautifully, other than just, I got to add the detail. Going with that outside pitch, that right center field gap.
Yeah.
Damn, that turns me on. That big joker, he's got every right, other than being young, to get up there and be swinging out of his shoes and make rookie mistakes. But he goes up there and he drives the ball. There's nothing, in my opinion, there's nothing more beautiful in the game of baseball. Pitch on the outer half of the plate, and you drive that thing. Now, it could have gone over the fence. That would have been a little nicer. But driving a ball into the right center field gap is absolutely beautiful. So on top of it being such a clutch hit and so big in the game to get us tied up, I just love the way it looked.
Yeah.
I had to rewind and see it again, Ron.
Yeah, they won that game, and those were big moments. Mm-hmm. But, yo, fellas, this is three straight starts with Hunter Brown. And now this one, he didn't, you know, just kill you and not give you a chance and give up six like he did in his last start. But Joe did not treat him like an ace. And I honestly think he had to go that route, because it did feel like they might light him up for some more. But this one, man, what, he goes four innings? Goes four innings and gets up four earned in that. And this is coming off of three consecutive starts where he is above. Three earned runs. But this is three consecutive starts where he did not look like an ace. He did not look like the Hunter Brown we've seen all year. And, all right, one is, all right, A is a bad start. Two is maybe, all right, now, man, you well rested. I mean, you got multiple days off. You hadn't pitched since last Sunday. And then you come back again this Sunday, and it's a huge, huge game. It's a gotta-have-it game. Need your big boy to bring you a start. And he struggled again, Clint. This is at least now something very real to watch.